I'm Joe Makita, and the date is November 28, 1983. I shall be speaking with Mrs. Drummond Williamson Little, née Jane Paxson Perry Maul, known to her friends as Jean. Maul is spelled M-A-U-L-E. M-A-U-L-E. Jean, as a young girl, visited the Perry Mansion, and she will be telling us about these visits. Jean, first of all, tell us when you were born, where you were born, and the name of your father, and the name of your mother, full name.
Mm-hmm. I was born in Media, Pennsylvania, which is in Chester County, on July 11th, 1899. And my mother was Elizabeth Randolph Perry, and my father was Charles Price Maul. What else should I say about that?
Jean, where did you live as a young girl?
I lived in the Media.
The Media. And did you live there, did you live there all the time?
No.
Until you married? Or?
No. I lived there until I was 12 years old, when the family moved into Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we had a house at 2217 Rittenhouse Street.
Rittenhouse Street, not square.
Not
yeah,
square.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's two blocks from the square.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we lived in the country, my mother married my father at the Episcopal Church in Lambertville in 1892, and the reception was at the Perry Mansion. And being a country girl, she did not want to live in the city.
Oh, yes.
So he said, well, we'll compromise. We'll live out in Media, where it's country, and I'll do my business in Philadelphia. He was a lumberman.
Mm-hmm.
And he inherited his father and his grandfather's business. And my great-grandfather was Caleb Maul. My grandfather was Henry Maul. And of course, my father inherited the business. And the lumber yard was at 25th and South Street. And it was the second oldest lumber yard in Philadelphia.
Did he maintain that lumber yard until he died, Mr. Maul?
My father was active in that business until within 2 or 3 years when he died, and he died at the age of 83.
Did he have a son to inherit the business, or did
no
business?
I was the only child.
Oh, I see.
I was the only child. A matter of fact, I am the last to bear the name of Jane Paxson Perry.
So when you visited the Perry Mansion as a young girl, you were coming from Philadelphia, weren't you?
Well, first from Media.
First from Media.
And that was quite a trek, because
yeah. How did you do
we
that?
Would take the early morning train to Philadelphia, and then take the next train from the Reading Terminal, which would come out to New Hope, but we got off at Wycombe,
mm-hmm.
where we were picked up by our cousins, cousin Hanamiel Paxson.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in those days, we were met with a horse and buggy,
because
there weren't that many automobiles. And we would, always every Memorial Day, we would come up to Bucks County to go to Solbury, where the Solbury meeting, all the Parrys and Paxsons are buried, most of the Well, I know all the Perrys are buried in Solbury.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go up there and, you know, put the flowers on the family graves. And while we were here, we would often go to the Perry Mansion, because my Uncle Richard Perry was, and his wife, Aunt Nellie, and the two cousins, Cousin Gertrude, and Cousin Adelaide, were living there. And of course, they had a son, Cousin Oliver Randolph Perry, who was an architect and lived in Philadelphia, but of course came back occasionally to the Perry Mansion.
how when you, these visits were a little troublesome, they were, and how often and how long did you stay when you came up here?
Well, it wouldn't be. Well, we would stay actually at Elm Grove.
Yeah, Elm.
Down at Hollycombe,
yes.
Which is the Paxton mm-hmm. house,
mm-hmm.
and. But you see, Cousin Gertrude and Cousin Adelaide were maiden ladies,
yeah.
and they lived there with their mother and father. It was a full house. They couldn't
have
a lot of people come and
stay a week.
But we would go up there maybe for lunch, or we maybe go up there and see them in the afternoon mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever we were here in Bucks County, we always went to the Parry Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my mother was married from the Parry Mansion.
Yeah.
That is, she was married in the Episcopal Church in Lambertville, and the wedding reception was at the Parry Mansion. And this took place in February of 1892. Now, my mother would tell me of various things that she did as a child. And their mother, my grandmother, died when they were only, my mother, who was Elizabeth Randolph Parry, and her sister, Jane Paxton Parry, for whom I was named, they went to school, a little private school in Lambertville. And in those days, they would walk across the covered bridge over the Delaware to Lambertville. And then she also told me as a child, she had a pony, and she would ride the pony around the circle in the backyard. And then, of course, my grandfather, being a doctor, he had an old colored man, which was known as Dan, and he was the son of a slave. Could not read or write, but my grandfather could give him some medicine for a certain person, and that old Dan would be able to deliver the correct medicine to the right person.
Yes, he couldn't read and write, but he knew what he was doing, didn't he?
Indeed, he did know what he was doing. And also, there were times, he would also drive my grandfather around in the horse and buggy
mm-hmm.
when he made his visits to his
mm-hmm.
patients.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my mother would follow
mm-hmm.
on her horse,
mm-hmm. yeah.
For the ride. on her pony.
How old was she when that happened? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14?
No, she was a young girl. I think she must have been, she was in her teens, I would say.
Yes. Tell me, I don't think we discussed this. Dr. George had two daughters. Did he have any other children or just the two daughters?
Just the two daughters.
Uh-huh.
Just the two daughters.
And when I understand his wife died, when the daughters were 11 and 7.
Yes.
And who took care of the daughters then? Did he have a woman in the house to look
no.
after the children?
No. They were all living together. That is, my grandfather and his brother, Uncle Richard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so these two little girls with their two little cousins,
mm-hmm.
Gertrude and Adelaide, all lived under the same roof.
I see.
At the Parry Mansion.
Oh, I see.
They lived at the Parry Mansion.
So Gertrude and Adelaide, they weren't. So how old were they at the time? They were young ladies, weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were about the same.
About the same age.
Yes.
Same age. I see.
In other words, they were really brought up by Aunt Nellie and Uncle Richard and my grandfather. These little girls were.
I see. Yes.
Because my grandmother died in her early 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You've told us a few things that your mother has told you, but let me ask this. As I read the history of Parry Mansion, there was some talk that it was an underground railroad during the Civil War. Did you ever hear about that?
No,
was that
never
so?
I never heard about that.
Your mother never told you about that?
No, not to my knowledge.
I don't know where that story came from, but that's one of the stories that goes out there, goes around on the Parry Mansion. Yeah. Mm. I've heard that when the Shad ran up the river, I guess that's what the Shad do, don't they? Go up river.
I don't know whether they
the
go
first,
up or down.
The first shad caught, presumably, was always taken to the Parry Mansion.
Right.
Have you ever heard that story?
Yes, indeed, I've heard that, and there was a, we have china that was part of the wedding china of my great grandmother, Rachel Randolph Parry, who married Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always known as the Salmon set, being the color of the border, with the initials of O and R on it, being Oliver and Rachel.
Yeah.
And I guess ORP, actually.
Yeah.
And there was a large platter, which we always called the pig platter, which the suckling pig was served on.
Yeah.
But even so, when the shad was brought to the Parry Mansion, the first shad that was caught in the spring, it was always brought to the Parry Mansion, and I presume that being large, it was served on this platter.
That's interesting. Gene, you graciously donated to the Historical Society a Heppel White bureau with a bow front. What's the history of that? What do you know about that?
Well, what I know about it is, when my mother married, she took it from the Parry Mansion. And then, of course, I inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very pretty piece of Heppelwhite furniture. And the interesting part about it is the top drawer, which is very deep, and it's in three sections. And I was always told that the bonnets that the ladies wore were kept in this top drawer,
yes.
Which is really unique.
That bureau was in it has been in the Parry Mansion and Parry family for a long time then.
Oh, yes, it has. I'm sure if. Oh, and I tell you another piece that I have, which I gave back to the Parry Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It was the original chest of drawers that my great great grandmother Jane Paxson, Benjamin Parry's wife.
That goes back a long time.
That's back to 17. It
80,
was 80s, or maybe 1770. Was after the revolution.
That's right.
And it's always been known in the family as the Jane Paxson Bureau.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
and the reason, and of course, that's why I had it because I am the fifth generation of Jane Paxsons. Which is directly down.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that it should go back to the Parry Mansion, which...
Well, that's very interesting. I'm very glad you gave it to the Society.
I may add to that, that when I was baptized, I was baptized Jane Paxson Parry. And of course, I am the fifth generation. My aunt was Jane Paxson Parry. My great aunt was Jane Paxson Parry, and right straight on back.
So you're the last of the Jane Paxson Parrys, aren't you?
I'm the last person. Yes, I'm the last Jane Paxson Parry,
Yes. Actually. Well, I think this has been very interesting, and Gene, I want to thank you very much for taking the trouble to come to visit with us and tell us all these nice things.
Well, I wish I could have told you many more things, but I can't remember them, or maybe I don't know them. When I was married, or rather when we moved to Philadelphia, I was a busy young schoolgirl, and then of course I made my debut in 1919, and then I was married in 1920, and I can't remember. I don't. Was Uncle Richard dead or alive? When did he die? When did Uncle Richard die there?
Well, let's see on a chart here. Uncle Richard Randolph died on December 27th, 1928.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
He was quite old, wasn't he?
Well, he was born in 35, so he's 65 and 28 is 90 years old.
That's
65
right.
And 20 years.
So you see, he wasn't too active in those last years.
Yes.
And of course, he was widowed by then. I think he outlived her.
Yeah, let's see.
Aunt Nellie, Ellen Reed.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She died in 1916. Ellen Reed, his wife, died in 1916. Richard died in 1928.
That was 10, that was 18, that was 12 years later.
12 years later is right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me, the Perry family is all buried out of Solbury, then, the family's plot out there. I didn't know that.
Well, it's very interesting. Of course, the families were all followed, they were members of the Society of Friends.
Yes, yes.
Quakers. My grandfather married outside of the Quakers, because my grandmother was not a Quaker, Quakeress. She was an Episcopalian. And I think, and so he was rejected by the friends, but all the family, this is why all the family had been buried in Sobey, because it is a Quaker cemetery,
yes,
you
yes,
see.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Jean, tell us about some of the recollections of your mother. Tell us about what she has told you about her childhood there, and tell us about her marriage, who she married, and tell us something about what her husband did when they were married, you know, what was his business.
How she met him in this area.
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, I think she met my father. I don't know. It was a wedding. And I've forgotten where that, I think the wedding was in Lambertville, and I've forgotten whether it was a Broadhead or what, but it was one of the his relatives. And my father, of course, was the son of Henry Moore, and his grandfather was Caleb Moore, and they owned the lumber yard at 25th and South Street
in Philadelphia.
And it was when my father sold the yard, it was at that time the second oldest lumber yard in Philadelphia. They'd always had been lumbermen, all the men in the lumber business. And matter of fact, I have a secretary, which I think I want to give to the Perry Mansion, that was made by my great-grandfather, Caleb Moore.
That's interesting.
And, however, now my mother met my father at this wedding. He was very handsome. I have a picture of him. He was very handsome. And she married him in February, and my father always remembered, because she insisted that she wanted her bridesmaids to carry daisies, and he said it was the most dreadful thing to be able to find daisies for the bridesmaids in February, and particularly at that time, which was 1892.
They
didn't have the florists, and they didn't have the refrigeration and all that sort of thing.
Flowers weren't shipped from Florida and West
exactly,
Coast.
Exactly, all things like that. Yeah. And now I've forgotten what you asked me about the rest of my father.
Well, let's see. tell us about your early recollections your mother had while living in the mansion. Some of the things she talked to you about, what life was like in the mansion.
Well, she told me this. My grandfather, of course, was the doctor, and his patients were all around New Hope and out in the country. And he had this old colored man for his coachman. I think old Dan was the son of a slave. Dan could not read or write, but my grandfather could give Dan a prescription of medicine and say, you take it to so-and-so, and he would never make a mistake. He was able to take it. And old Dan used to, I guess that room, what do you call that room just back at the dining room now in the Perry Mansion? It used to be my grandfather's office.
I don't know what it's called. I don't remember. I don't know what it's called.
Well, anyway, that was his office.
Yes.
And in that office, there was a little sofa, which I have, and Dan would sleep on that
times.
Yes. At times. Mm-hmm. Then when he would drive my grandfather around to see his patients in a horse and buggy, you see. And my mother would sometimes, she had a horse, a pony.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more like a Morgan. It was a
small horse.
It was a small horse, not a Shetland
mm-hmm.
pony.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a picture of her on that on that horse. And the horse's name was Fanny.
Yeah.
And the picture of her was taken when she was riding, it was on the River Road,
mm-hmm.
which would be along the canal, I imagine.
That's right, yes.
And sometimes she would ride the Fanny and follow the carriage of my grandfather when he would make his rounds, you see. Then also she told me that as a child she would ride the pony around the circle in front of the back porch?
Oh, yes, yes, you know, yes, in the backyard.
In the backyard,
the backyard
there,
yeah.
As the backyard. She
yes.
would ride a pony around
yes,
that at
yes,
times.
Yes, yes.
And I'm trying to think what else.
Where did she go to school? Did she go off to college somewhere?
No.
She did not.
No, she just went to the little school in Lambertville
mm-hmm.
and then married my father.
Yeah. Did she play a musical instrument? Was she a...
No, she was musical as such, but she was never a performer.
She didn't try painting or anything like that.
No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather went to Westtown.
Mm-hmm.
The school in
Westtown. Your grandfather went to Westtown. Yes,
as a boy.
Yes, yes.
Westtown.
And he boarded. That was a boarding school.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
It's as you know, it's
a Quaker school.
It's yeah. a very old Quaker
yeah.
school, and I believe it's still in existence.
Oh yes,
and
it is. I know it is. Yes, it is.
It's still running.
Yeah, I lived about 5 miles
Did
from
you?
There.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.